This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. X Suit, the world's most comfortable suit. I ordered mine, it fits like a glove, doesn't even need to be altered. Save 10% off with code MMA Nuts.
Paleo on the go. Find delicious meals that fit your specific diet. Save $20 off your first 3 orders with code MMA25.
Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 683.
My name's Inga Weigel.
Matt Gruth, MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there?
I was drinking some wine, and we've been talking so long, I finished the whole thing.
Way to go. It's all good.
That's okay.
You're going red wine?
Yeah, it's nice when it's a little chilly out.
I have a little red wine. It's like, it can be dessert-like, right?
Sure.
Dessert.
The other one? Was it a port wine?
Oh, that's really sweet.
Super sweet, but you don't drink that much.
Just no, I like Malbec or Cabernet usually.
There you go.
So I don't like them fruity. I like them more earthy.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people like it fruity.
Yeah.
Who likes that fruity
Some
shit?
Some people do, like jammy. It tastes like freaking jelly, grape jelly.
That's gross.
It is gross.
Go ahead, Ingo. How about those Bears? You watched the whole game, right?
I did. I'm just... when that happened, I went crazy, obviously. The Bears lost at the end, freaking Hail Mary pass. I went crazy for a second, and then I had like a snapback, and I was like, we should have got our ass kicked in this game because they were down in the red zone like 200 times and kept kicking. What did they have? 6-5 field goals? Who even knows?
Yes.
So their score should have been 50 to like whatever. So we didn't really deserve to win that game, but we hung in there. But it's because our defense.
Yeah, we have an elite defense. We're like, if we have one more piece on there.
Well.
And you got to think too, like, two of our stud defenders, like in the secondary, were out. Yeah, Gordon and Brisker were both out, right?
Yep.
And then that one play, I don't know if you saw the last play with the Hail Mary. Was it Stevenson who's like jawing at the crowd?
Celebrating.
And the play is starting. The play is going. And he blows the assignment, tips it to the other team. Luckily, I turned the game off at the end of the first quarter. I was just so disgusted. Like, fuck you guys, man. Why do we start so slow? I mean, I guess the good thing is that Caleb steps up in the fourth quarter, right? He comes back.
He does, but I'm beginning to wonder if it's the play calling that's the problem. I don't know, because when he wants to, I feel like he has no time, and then the plays are confusing. It's like, is nobody open? What is going on? Like,
and then why are we going to hand the ball off to an offensive lineman?
Oh, that was dumb.
Fucking goal line, and he fumbles it. Yeah, no shit. Just give it to Roshan Johnson. Let him fucking plow through. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
So I think I still think coaching is a huge problem.
It is.
I don't think Eberflus is the right guy. So we'll see what happens at the end of the season.
Give us Harbaugh.
It's too late though. He's already signed. He's
fine.
Gone.
We can sign him. We can get him to the Bears.
Steal him. Yeah.
Stolen Harbaugh. Players. We'll just go kidnap.
Well, would you take Belichick as your coach for the Bears? I don't know.
I think he's an excellent coach. I think, of course, he had Tom Brady, but I don't know. Tom Brady becomes Tom Brady without Belichick, or vice versa. Like, I think they work really well together, And I think he just didn't have. I like him as a coach. Can he fit in Chicago? I mean, New England's cold, and it's like Chicago.
Right.
I think he could. I might be interested in that. That's a group. Have you heard this as a rumor?
No, I'm just throwing names out or like.
He's got that 19-year-old girlfriend, though. He's probably busy.
She's 19?
I think she might be 22. But
I hope she's in her 20s. Still fucked up. But
22,
whatever,
I think.
Man.
22 is, I think,
you
want to
do that? Good for you.
Good for him, huh?
Yeah, good for him.
That man has a lot of energy, apparently.
To me, that just sounds gross, but...
I agree. No thanks.
Nope. Bears. Who's the other one that's out there? Is Gruden? Is he coaching yet? He's still out there.
Oh, that guy's crazy. We can't.
I love him.
Chicago. I love him too. We can't have him in Chicago. Yeah,
well, you don't say like Ditka wasn't crazy. He was a hell of a coach. He was fucking insane.
I always liked him. I think he's off his fucking rocker though.
I know.
He's totally nuts.
I know. Like crazy. I think we need like some kind of craziness. We got to fire some shit up. I think you sign him or someone, give him a 1-year contract and like prove yourself, motherfucker. Let's see. Yeah. But, you know, they are going in the right direction, you know.
Slowly.
One play.
Like a glacier.
Yeah. What's the record? Is it 4-3?
4-3 now, yeah.
That's
I said
problem. We
nine.
Should,
remember
yeah.
I said nine.
10.
I might be downgrading this to 8.
Well, we gave that game away, 100%. Gave it away. And then there was like a personal foul for 15 yards that someone fucked something up. I mean, just stupid plays. And then again, the pre-snap shit, like a lot of it just points to coaching, but I'll digress.
It does too.
And I once agree. Again, I think the Blackhawks did get that deal done with Fubu or whatever that thing is. What's that streaming channel?
Yeah.
I don't
Fubu,
think
the
I
clothing company,
something like that, whatever.
Fubu,
Bobo, Fubu.
For us by us.
The streaming channel that starts with an F that's 4 letters. How's that?
I think it's Fubo. Fubu.
There you go. Fubo. Fucked off, whatever it is. It's they got the Blackhawks now, so
yeah.
I don't foresee a Comcast deal, and it just doesn't look like it's gonna happen. So
yeah, you know, Fubo needs the MMA Nuts. Is what Fubo needs.
That's
the official
fine.
Podcast MMA show, Fubo TV.
Sure, I remember all like talking to all those people, like we were like doing shit with the radio stations, like major radio station, like the two biggest radio stations in Chicago. We were their podcast for a while. There it was insane. Like we're on their website.
Yeah, I remember
they're
being
running commercials for us.
Pool, and I'm like. I'm like, that's me talking. Like,
yeah, remember, we would cut commercials every week.
Yeah.
And then they would play commercials on the radio station. It was the same thing. I'd be at the pool. I'm like, holy shit, there was us on a fucking commercial for the radio station. And we were on the radio that one time. And ooh, I almost swore a bunch of times.
Yeah.
They put us on. And they didn't want to put us on, but they did anyway. It was fun. While it lasted. Crazy. Seeing like how the sausage was made, it was weird. Very weird. Anyway, let's get into some MMA.
Yeah, let's talk a little UFC 308.
Abu Dhabi with no female fighters.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm fine with that. Do you want to get into the main event? What do you want?
Yeah, let's start with the main event.
So Ilia Topuria versus Max Holloway.
Oof. It's tough, man. This is tough. Like, hard to watch, right? I mean, I guess some of the takeaways, because obviously Topuria, big difference in power when you're looking at the two. You're like, holy shit. And his conditioning held up pretty well through 3 rounds. Like, they were both getting after it. And, you know, Topuria, he lands like a third round, lands a right hand, and then just goes into Terminator mode and fucking finishes it. But I don't think Max looked outclassed. I mean, granted, this is the first time he's gotten KO'd in, I don't know what it was, 34 fights, his first KO loss. But
I think it was a close fight until then. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it was
respectable. I had it even going into 3. So
yeah, I mean, most people would say 1-1 or 2-0 going into 3.
Yeah.
I think I was on the 2-0 side, but. I have no problem with it being 1-1. That's possible too.
It was good. I mean, Topuria, good boxing. Looked good, looked sharp. But yeah, once he felt that chin, it was like boom, 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 boom. It was really fast. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and you could see when he landed that, he was rocked out of his mind. I'm like, oh no, it's happening.
It is.
And I don't know if it's just because I'm gonna pull up this graph. So someone made this chart of the top 10 most durable fighters, and it kind of just shows like who's taken the most amount of strikes without getting like KO'd or knocked down.
Ooh.
There's Max Holloway. This is pre-fight with whatever 29 fights in the UFC, I'm guessing, and
1300 head strikes. Jesus.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's good for people, right? Because when you think about CTE and it's like cumulative damage. So
yeah,
this may not be a good thing to have a great chin, because maybe if you get shut off, that saves you, I don't know, 500 significant strikes to the head. You know, when you think about, oh, he's super durable, yeah, super durable. I don't know if you want to be super durable all the time.
Not that durable, maybe.
Yeah.
Better to be elusive.
Like, yeah. The more I think about it, the more it's like, oh, maybe you need to be like Lyoto Machida, right? And get the fuck out of the way of this stuff. So, let's see. There's some other shit talking about that. What do you think about Topuria? Is he going to be like the next dominant champion? Because you look at, I don't think we've had one. I know John's still around, but when you think of like the heyday of MMA and the UFC, where you had like Anderson Silva once goes on a tear and doesn't lose for multiple years, Jose Aldo, GSP to some extent, you know.
Yeah.
Is Ilya in that conversation? Because you look at, he just knocked out fucking Max Holloway, and before that was Volkanovski. And like, these are two pretty good guys, right?
He's making a case. And then there was some talk about putting him in the mix for pound, you know, greatest fighter at the moment, just behind Makhachev. So I don't know. Like, I think he's going to go for a run. It just, we'll have to see, because
I don't know who beats him. That's the problem.
That's what I'm trying to, who the hell would even beat this guy? I'm not sure. So,
right. So it's like, I foresee a run and it's multiple years.
Yeah. I think it's crazy how this happens, like in the sport, how these guys like rise out of nowhere and then they hold spots for a while like this. Like, it's pretty wild when you think about like the odds of that. It's just like, here comes a guy that a bunch of people can't beat him. Like, it's just a weird.
Yeah. And he's fucking crushing guys that were the guy, and now he's beaten them. I'm like, fuck. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing this now. So it's interesting. There was one other weird stat kind of ties to this fight. So let me pull this up. That this person said every BMF winner has been KO'd brutally by their next opponent. So Jorge Masvidal and fucking Dustin Poirier.
Yeah.
Justin Gaethje, and now Max Holloway. Huh. Is there a curse on that belt? Do we have like a fucking Madden curse?
It might be, but maybe there's, the opponent is more amped up because it seems like a huge deal. Like to beat that guy, because it's like there's some pride there, I think, outside of the belt or whatever. It's, you know, so maybe that's part of it too, is like, and the person who won that belt, maybe they're more likely to go a little more crazy because they're the baddest motherfucker. So I'm gonna go bad.
Yeah, bad. And now I want that. I want to be the baddest motherfucker.
Yeah, right. So
sure could be.
Seems cursed. I'll agree.
A lot of liquid with this bottle.
Should we talk a little sponsors just real quick?
Yeah, let's do this. I got it. We'll do the Blue Chew. Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know that Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you a month free.
What? That's nuts.
That's right.
Keep in mind, though, that Blue Chew is also an online service. Delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra at a fraction of the cost in chewable form. And the process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription in a couple of days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. and prepared and shipped directly to your door.
USA!
Best part, it's all done on the internet. It means no visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in any line at the pharmacy. And you, of course, you can take them anytime, day or night. So you can plan ahead whenever the opportunity arises.
That's right. And Blue Chew wants men rock hard. They told me that's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tennis pitch Till every rod is raised. Discover your options at bluechew.com. You might even want to just chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. We use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes, and we're also brought to you by True Nutrition. You know, they make really cool products for your consumption pleasure. I have recently had the hydrolyzed whey protein ultra grade shipped to my house.
Yeah, nice.
And I got to pick my own flavor. Chose white chocolate peppermint bark.
Whoa, you're getting out of control.
It's bananas. It's the holidays. Gotta go crazy. This stuff is so awesome because, like, you can not only do that where they have a million flavors, but you can also create your own custom mix of things on their website, which is pretty awesome. Depending on what you're looking for, whether it's protein or meal replacement, or like
you want to get some creatine, you want to get crazy, you want to get
crazy, they have pretty much all of it. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's right. And it's no secret that many health supplements contain fillers and even harmful chemicals. If you can't read what's on the label, if you have a problem pronouncing it, probably don't want to be taking those kind of things. So that's why True Nutrition is a great company. It's founded on relentlessly sourcing the highest quality ingredients. They third-party test those ingredients and then first-party test them on site to ensure purity, further ensure purity even. That means what's in the package is exactly what it says on the package. Right back to you.
Take note, ladies. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off your entire order. Also, the viewers, when you use our code MMA at checkout, that's 15% off your order at truenutrition.com with promo code MMA. Take the guesswork out of nutrition with True Nutrition.
That's right.
Oof. Now I'm going to go have some of that, like now.
See? Make it happen.
It's amazing.
And right back to let's talk about this. Hamzat Shimaev versus Robert Whittaker.
Poor Robert Whittaker, man. He keeps running into shit. You know, literally has part of his jaw busted in from Shimaev.
Yeah, crazy, right?
I mean, he tries. I think he got him in like a rear naked choke, but it was across the chin at some point. Yeah, he pretty much instantly. And yeah, it looks painful. There's pictures. I did not have a picture, but maybe
I can pull it up in a second, but it was just crazy. Like, he just manhandled and mauled him. He basically, like Superman, shot across the octagon right as the fight started. And once he got his hands on him, never let go. And he just manhandled him until he got the sub. And that rear naked choke was a little high. It was like on the chin and squeezed it. And then like three of his teeth caved in. Robert said he didn't break his jaw. It just pushed his teeth in. Cause I guess when he was younger, he broke his jaw and all his teeth. So he's got like a plate in there. So maybe everything isn't as secure as it should be. And Shamayev squeezes insane.
Yeah.
Because if he just gets a little bit, and because he tapped early, like as soon as he started squeezing, it must have broke. And I'll post this. I'm going to probably have to blur it because, you know, they get things get wonky, but here we go. Like, his teeth should be down here pointing towards us.
That looks bad.
Yeah, it ain't good. But he didn't seem like he was in that much of pain, which was kind of odd. I know you're jacked up from the fight, but
yeah.
It's like, fuck. It's not good. It's
crazy.
And I just wonder, again, with Shimaev, how far can he go? But the question is, can he stay healthy? Because, like, how many fights has he pulled out of? Bunch.
Yeah. I mean, if they all go like this, I think he'll be fine.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he can do this if he wants to. It's just when he gets – he's not dumb, but he's trying to entertain the fans, and you got to respect that. I just want to stand and bang it out with some people when – obviously, the advantage is to just maul these people like this.
Yeah.
So we'll
let the mauling commence, I say.
That's fine. there was a couple other things from here. this Chris Barnett, I'm going to show this. I probably have to blur it, but okay. He looked like he injured himself when he was pre-jump fighting. Like he's jumping up and down, and he looked like I'm probably going to have to blur all this out, but it's the left leg that he hurt during the jump. And then in the finishing sequence that I'm not going to show probably at all, it's the leg. It's the same leg / knee. And then after the fight, he was kind of sitting on the stairs of the octagon, like holding the leg. So I don't know what he did. But again, why are these guys jumping up to the sky in 255-plus pounds coming down aggressively hard, blowing out his knee and all his ACLs, anything with a CL, and then claiming, no, I didn't hurt myself in the jump. You sure as fuck did. Something blew out right there. So we had that. I got a couple other things from this, unless you got some other things from here.
I have a Hezbollah sighting. You want to see that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, he was at the fight. Here we go. Can't share sound because there's weird music in the background. But here he is. Da-da-da-da. Hezbollah.
See? He was sitting next to Dana White, too.
He was.
I don't know if he did a... Dana did an Instagram Live, and he gave Hezbollah the phone.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
But man, this guy's like so freaking famous.
And for what?
For being small.
That's interesting.
It's pretty crazy. It's crazy to me that he has like, are we back to normal?
Yeah.
What did I just do? Shit.
He stopped sharing finally.
There we go. Okay, sorry. Zoom was like weird. It went tiny. You were like,
yeah,
for a second.
It's been acting a little wonky. Okay. The same thing with my computer.
You're back. Yeah, the guy's famous for being small. You know, I think people this size didn't tend to not live as long as like normal sized people. So,
yeah.
But he looks like he hasn't aged at all.
No.
It's kind of crazy. Exactly the same.
He's 72. He's not, but he's in there. And then do you see this guy's eyeball?
Oh, yes.
They said he didn't break his orbital. This is just soft tissue. So that one, and then this guy. Shara Bullets, his eye. And he can't fight in the U.S. because I believe he's legally blind in that eye. But he also had an awesome finish that we can't show, unfortunately. Yeah. He had a double spinning back fist. So he just
like
whipped one way, whipped the other, and fucking KO'd him. And all the videos of that were pretty much pulled off. And, you know, I want to show finishing sequences blurred out, but those will typically get your whole video pulled. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, no. And then that's all I had for UFC 308.
Same.
What else is happening?
Let me see what else we got. Dustin Poirier. A little chatty on the Twitter talking
chatty
about
caddy.
I want Max or Topuria.
Oh, you don't want Topuria.
What do you think about either matchup? You like that one?
Well, he's got probably one or two fights left. I'm okay with either. Kind of would like to see Topuria.
Me too. I'm on board. I think this will be exciting.
I know what's going to happen.
Maybe. I don't know.
I guess first round KO, and it's going to be Poirier going to sleep.
Maybe. Possibly.
I'll be okay with this. Who else was asking? I think McGregor was trying to lobby for a Max Holloway fight also.
Yeah, I'm sure. He's trying to lobby for all
obviously. Times. Like, he's never fighting again. I thought he just tweeted and said, thanks, guys, for the cheddar amount. You know, just trying to pretend like you were relevant. And then this weekend will be the first UFC event where you will have legal 12-6 elbows, and then the new grounded fighter rule where you can't game the system. So let's pull this up and see. It's not a super great card. You have Moreno and Albazi. Rose Namajunas. Derek Lewis fighting. Oh, I have no fucking idea.
Jonathan Diniz from Brazil, huh?
Yeah.
Never heard that guy.
And exactly. What the fuck are we doing? Anyway. But it'll be interesting to see. I would be spamming 12-6 elbows just because I could. If I take someone down, it's 12-6. Anywhere, I'm going to throw that. Remember when Uriah Faber was doing like that PSA for the California State Athletic Commission? I think it was last week or the week before. We jumped up and fucking Muay Thai spiked him on the top of the head. I hope someone fucking does that. Like, get creative. And this is perfect for John Jones when he comes back in a few weeks. The 12-6, you know he should do it. But I wonder if he's so afraid to throw it from getting that DQ. That'll be the question. Will he throw it or won't he?
That is a good question. I think he'll throw it.
I think he throws it. What else is happening?
Well, it is
time. Here we go.
For today's UFC in 5 game brought to you by SB Nation. Are you ready, Matt?
Always.
Where we guess the UFC fighter, and you're going to get up to 5 clues to do that. Last time, I believe you did it in 3.
It was 4 the first time, 3 the second time.
That's amazing. Big improvement. Okay, let's see how we do today. Here we go. All right. Lightweight.
I love how they start. Chuck Liddell. He doesn't fight at lightweight. He's at heavyweight. So I will revise my decision. Lightweight. BJ Penn.
Hold on. Is that an option? BJ Penn. Nope.
Okay.
14 years in UFC.
Well, I'm trying to think of the... And again, I fucking hate this weight class. I mean, it's okay, but... Fucking
he's non-committal. I hate it. But it's okay.
Well, I'm just saying 155. I obviously like heavyweight and it scales down. So when we were talking about the pie weight, it's 14 years in, 55. Who's been a long he's gotta be OG. Jim Miller.
Nope. Tough finalist.
Well, Diego won it. Would he be is he a winner or a finalist though?
It just says finalist. So probably not. I'm guessing not the winner, but who knows? I don't know. I don't have the answer. I know as much as you know at this point.
Right. Well, that's the problem is like who remembers second place? 55, 14 years, tough finalist. We'd have to be on one of the original ones. Drawing blanks. I'm just going to throw names. And I know it doesn't make sense. What if I just pass? I don't have a name for you.
You're going to pass?
I just pass. I'll just throw one. It doesn't make sense. Clay Guida.
Can I give you a different hint? Because I have an idea of who I think it might be.
Sure.
Okay. He's fought BJ Penn. And he's also very popular. Was.
Nope.
Okay. I'll just
I got nothing. Like this weight class, so this is a problem for me. 55 is a problem.
Fights include Habib, Gaethje, Diaz, and Poirier. So that's not who I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, I'm kind of checked out. Why don't you guess? Like already done on this.
Too hard.
Yeah, I give up.
I give up too. I have no clue. Okay, let's see who it is. Oh man, there's more clues. It is Michael Johnson.
Hey, I'm never guessing that.
Me too.
That's such a fucking bullshit fighter to put in as a fucking answer.
I agree.
Hence,
fuck them.
Why I gave up. Michael Johnson. Who the fuck is going to put him in the lightweight? Been in 14 years. Runner up on the tough show. Sucks dick occasionally. I don't fucking know.
Okay. Moving on. Hey, did you hear Conor McGregor's working on a Bare Knuckle FC video game?
No.
It's supposed to be happening. He says, I'm currently working on a Bare Knuckle FC video game.
Okay.
Fast-paced action with nasty cuts and blood splatter and the sound of bare knuckles on skull. Impact never heard nor seen before in a video game. Stay tuned.
Can I do steroids?
I don't know. I think it'd be badass if it was like that football game. Make it crazy.
Fuck yeah. Like, what happened to old school video games where the goal is to hurt people? I like my games not realistic, especially the sports. Like, make it fun. Button mash, you know? Fuck stamina. I want to have fun. I saw the PFL pay-per-view card with Ngannou and Chris Cyborg. They just released the alleged pay-per-view buy rate. What do you think it was for that one?
For Ngannou? Which one? Chris Cyborg?
That pay-per-view.
185,000.
Oof. Not so much.
Is it lower than that?
Way lower.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Was
65,000?
No.
Still not? 25,000? 6,000?
A little higher. No, it was allegedly 10,000 pay-per-view buys.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
But again, like, I don't remember what they priced it at, but they probably priced it at $49.99, which, again, is way too high. So people probably stole it. Because, I mean... Ooh. It's just an odd thing. So, but they were saying, so that would have generated probably 500K. So if it's at $50, 500,000 in revenue. And they said Ferreira's purse was 2 million and Ngannou was guaranteed 8 million for this fight.
Wow.
And 12 million for his next fight.
That's nuts.
And I don't know what Cyborg was guaranteed, but she had to be half a million or more for hers, I would venture to say, because they kept trying to sideline her because they don't want to pay out these rates, kind of like Musasi, right? He's suing them because they don't want to pay his rate. The only reason I think these two got a fight was because they'll recoup a little bit in pay-per-view, but don't they have a rights deal with somebody? like what are we doing here? It's fucked up. 10,000. If that's correct, I don't know if that's correct.
They can't make money in that model. I think that shit goes.
You're gonna go out of business.
Yeah, like
everyone's going out of business
before the end of the year at this pace.
Seriously, because I think ONE FC is literally on the verge of going out of business.
Yeah,
like all these guys. Like, what happened? Like, I guess you can't pay out 50% of your profits. But no. Even the UFC is going to get forced to with the settlement from the antitrust, right?
Yes. So, like 300 and something million, right?
Yeah, 375.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
What am I down to? I'm down to this and a KO. I don't know. I saw this on the internet. I just want to get your take. Yes. This is women's basketball player Jada Thorpe.
Jesus Christ.
What do you think about this?
I like basketball.
That's what I said. I was like, damn, I need to go to some basketball games. What's happening?
Is she pro?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so. Professional.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
She puts the ass in professional. I don't know. Something. Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
So Eric McGracken tweeted this out. Apparently, Mark Hunt is suing the UFC and... you want to watch Mark Hunt argue his own appeal against the UFC in federal court, you could do so on Wednesday, November 20th. Mark will be representing himself against the UFC. Sure, that'll work out.
I feel like he's acting out. I just don't.
I feel bad for him. He was one of my favorite fighters. Yeah. And
he got screwed.
Yeah. He's not wrong. Like, they let a juiced-up Brock Lesnar fight him, a juiced-up Bigfoot Silva, and a handful of other guys. that all fucking tested positive. The Brock Lesnar one is the one that I think is the contention of this lawsuit. So he's not wrong. They should just pay him something so we can, everyone can just kind of move along. It's kind of fucked up. I got a couple more things and then we can hit the KOs. Let me pull this up. They did a Prime MMA did a five-man free-for-all MMA bout.
Whoa.
And here we go. I don't know if I can. Oh, there's all sorts of sound, but who knows? So, as Matt Jacek was saying, you could see the alliances forming. So, I was wondering, like, I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Like, can't you just attack a guy from behind?
Maybe not.
You know? Because, like, I see this big guy, and I want to fucking hit him in the back of the head.
Maybe that was one of the rules of engagement, only from the front.
Maybe. But you got two refs. Three refs. There's another sniper over here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, kind of a lack of action, and then someone decides to, like, sucker punch the big guy from behind at some point here, and then he'll get dropped. Right there. But it's wild. I don't know if I like a free-for-all.
Yeah, that's a little chaotic. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to watch every once in a while.
Yeah, but. And I don't think there were weight class, because that guy was like three weight classes above everybody else.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a little tweet of the week here. This is from Ben Davis. He said, "I'm deleting UFC 5, bro." And this guy looks like he's going to do the Bas Rutten move here. Guy in the red shorts. He gets fucking throat kicked. Aggie!
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know why you would do that during the fight. Like, why are you going to do the Bas Rutten fucking celebration?
I don't know. I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't either. Let's do some KOs. What do you got?
Oh, I got a little fancy one for you. I haven't seen one of these in a while.
Okay.
A good old, I can't play sound because it's weird noise again. Good yes. old fashioned leg kick up KO.
Mm.
There's a couple more. Oh. That one was a bad one. Right to the face. He's like, where am I?
Blew out his fucking left knee.
Same guy. Yuki Kasahara, apparently. He's having a fight. He's 23.
Well, why is he wearing like the long pants? That's
I think it's because it's overseas Japanese type shit. So he's got like lots of KOs. He's a KO. Look at that one. Oh, man.
Oh.
That was brutal. That was like
that's insane.
Scissor knee or something.
Yeah.
Howie.
I only have one. Here we go. No sound because they were playing like volume.
Okay. Shocker.
Boarded.
How do you say his name?
Something like that. Shaka. Shaka. Shaka Grieve. Shaka Zulu. And I got two more things before Canal Edge.
Okay.
This is a rate the best back tattoos or fighters.
All right.
I don't know which order they are per se, but it's Jordan, Volkov, Brady, or Aspinall. So start with this one. Got the skull back like a pirate. This one looks kind of like a Hawaiian totem. I don't know what this is. Some queer devil.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aspinall. I'll tell you what. This is my least favorite, the Aspinall.
Yeah.
So which one do you like? One, two, three, four?
I mean, I don't necessarily. I think the coolest looking one is probably the first one. The skull. But is it my favorite? I don't know.
Right.
I just think the detail in that is pretty crazy.
It's cool, but I like personally, I can't wear like a fucking skull on my back forever. I think I would probably take this one. The totem.
Yeah, that is cool. It's huge. This shit must have taken forever.
I know, like, right?
Weeks.
I've got years. I got 3 years in on this fucker and $100,000. And I only have one fighter costume. It's Elbrook. It's pretty tame. I'm hoping next week we'll get all the fighter costumes for Halloween. But I just like this picture just because of the background, too. Like, everything is fucking on point. The blood and... outfit, the background.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go. Knowledge, what do you have?
Do I have any knowledge? No, I just a random thought I meant to bring up earlier.
Sure.
It seems like suddenly there's a lot more gruesome injuries in football. I don't know why, but it seems like they're bad this year. And a lot of leg injuries, a lot of shattered this and shattered that. And I don't know if there's any statistic about that. This is just what I'm feeling. So seems like a lot.
I don't know. Maybe it's like an EA curse on the whole fucking team. I don't know. That's weird.
It is weird.
My knowledge is some other costumes. I know we've seen these in the past, but apparently these are becoming very popular.
Ooh.
Gotta make sure my volume's off here.
Is it Taylor Swift?
It could be.
Epic.
I don't know. There's like a ton of these floating around. I mean, don't know what these are about.
I think that's pretty cool.
I don't know what the hell is happening.
Pretty awesome.
But yeah, so people are getting down. It's all about the googly eyes.
Oh,
people like to party.
How do they attach those is my question. I don't think that go flying off.
I don't know. People like to party, so good for them. Yeah. So shut down. Well, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Gruth, thanks for playing.